Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here. Welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. Today, we're diving deep into something super important, emotional intelligence. I ever feel like you're riding an emotional roller coaster? You know that feeling when your mood swings faster than a caffeinated hummingbird. Well, guess what? You're not alone. We all experience these ups and downs, but the key is to understand them, control them, and ultimately use them to our advantage. That's where emotional intelligence comes in. It's like having an X-ray vision for your own emotions and those of the people around you. It's about knowing what makes you tick, what sets you off, and how to navigate those tricky social waters with grace and poise. Think of it this way. Emotional intelligence is the secret sauce that unlocks better relationships, career success, and a whole lot more inner peace. In today's episode, we're breaking down 5 key takeaways that will help you become a master of your emotions and build self-awareness like a pro. First up, let's talk about self-reflection. This isn't about spending hours staring into a mirror, though that might be helpful sometimes. It's about taking the time to honestly assess your thoughts, feelings, and reactions. Ever notice how you react in certain situations? Maybe you get defensive when someone criticizes you, or you tend to avoid conflict at all costs. Self-reflection is about recognizing these patterns and understanding why they exist. Journaling, meditation, or simply taking a few moments each day to check in with yourself can make a world of difference. Next, we have active listening. It's not just about hearing the words someone is saying, it's about truly understanding their message, both verbal and nonverbal. This means paying attention to their tone of voice, body language, and facial expressions. When you actively listen, you show people that you value their thoughts and feelings, which builds stronger connections and fosters trust. Thirdly, emotional regulation. This is all about managing your own emotions effectively. It doesn't mean suppressing them or pretending they don't exist. It's about acknowledging them, understanding their triggers, and finding healthy ways to express them. Maybe you need a quick walk outside when you're feeling overwhelmed, or you find that talking things out with a trusted friend helps you process your emotions. Now, let's talk about empathy. This is the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. It's like stepping into someone else's shoes and seeing the world from their perspective. Empathy allows us to connect with people on a deeper level, build stronger relationships, and navigate difficult conversations with compassion. Finally, we have self-awareness. This is the foundation of emotional intelligence. It's about knowing your strengths, weaknesses, values, and beliefs. It's about understanding how your emotions influence your thoughts and actions, and recognizing how you impact others. Self-awareness allows you to make conscious choices that align with your values and goals. Think about a time when you were in a heated argument. Maybe you said something you regretted, or you felt completely overwhelmed by the situation. Could emotional intelligence have helped you navigate that moment differently? Imagine if you had taken a moment to pause, reflect on your own emotions, and actively listen to the other person's perspective. By applying these 5 key takeaways, self-reflection, active listening, emotional regulation, empathy, and self-awareness, you can transform how you interact with the world and build stronger, more fulfilling relationships. Remember, emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, practice, and a willingness to learn and grow. So, what are you waiting for? Start building your emotional intelligence today. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from it, leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media. Let's raise our collective emotional IQ and create a more understanding and compassionate world. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow for another dose of Daily Stoic Edge.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.